Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and thank you for tuning in to the Strang Report for Friday, October 5th. And the reason I mentioned the date is because I'm going to talk today about the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and the vote that is coming up very shortly. You know, we've been covering this, and like you, I've been glued to the TV watching these hearings and to this debacle that's happening before our very eyes. You know, Brett Kavanaugh is a wonderful, qualified jurist with more than 300 opinions. He has written thousands of pages that have been examined. He was examined for many, many hours in many, many ways. There were 6 FBI background checks on him. He's been in public service for many, many years. And the Democrats announced, even before any of the hearings had happened, in fact, they announced before Donald Trump announced who he was going to nominate to the Supreme Court, that they would oppose him. These are people whose biggest goal in life is to resist anything that Donald Trump is doing and to resist the kinds of things that are important to Bible-believing people like you and me. And these are things that I dealt with in my new book called Trump Aftershock. And as you probably know, it's coming out 1 month from tomorrow, November 6th. That happens to be Election Day. And up until then, I'm recording a podcast and writing my Strang Report newsletter every single day about some aspect of what's going on that relates to this book. And because of Donald Trump and because he's a disruptor and because all these things that are happening, and especially the way that Judge Kavanaugh has been opposed, there's been lots to write about. So I wanted to comment on Judge Kavanaugh. And you know, he's a man who loves God. You could see his faith at work. Nobody should have to go through what he went through. I mean, they had to go back 36 years until he was in high school to find an accuser. And, you know, all of us who watched Christine Blasey Ford, you could tell that she was very sincere and that she's obviously been traumatized. But Brett Kavanaugh said it wasn't him. And her memory is very sketchy. You can look at her testimony on YouTube, and she couldn't remember where she had given her doctor notes to a newspaper reporter a couple months before. She couldn't remember how she got to this party or how she got home, but a few things she could remember, like she had only one beer, and so on and so forth. So it lacks credibility, and the people who've looked into it say there's nobody would take this case, but what they're doing is, and, you know, I go into this in my book, God and Donald Trump, that the tactics of the left are just to destroy and to put question marks in people's minds. And I think it's despicable. And I've written about this before. I've had podcasts about it before, that they go to any lengths to destroy this good man. Now, there's going to be a vote. I personally believe, based on what I've seen and me keeping my own calculations, that he will be confirmed. And if he isn't confirmed, I believe that the president should take the advice of Senator Lindsey Graham, who defended him so brilliantly. I mean, he's my hero now based on just how he called out the left and the despicable way they've handled this whole thing. And Senator Graham said that if he loses, President Trump should say, I'm going to nominate him again after the midterms and make the midterms a referendum. And I believe that this would be the greatest red wave we have ever seen in this country's history. It's like one of the pundits said the other day that he believed that Brett Kavanaugh was actually more popular right now than any single U.S. senator. And I believe that's true. And I have a liberal friend who's a friend on Facebook, and I don't look at Facebook that much, but I'll go on to see what people are commenting on. And he said that he's been a Democrat, voted a Democrat, agrees most of the time with the issues as a Democrat, but he is so disgusted by this that he's never going to vote Democrat again. And somebody else sent out a little video clip of Andrew Breitbart, who's the one who founded what we now know as Breitbart News. He mysteriously died in his late 30s. Isn't that interesting? When he kind of went out after the Clintons. But it was a video of him talking about watching the Clarence Thomas hearings in the early 1990s. And he told the story of how he was a Democrat and he started watching the hearings and he got hooked on them and watched them every day and became just disgusted with the way that they were treating Judge Clarence Thomas. And that it was actually the thing that opened his eyes to the left and caused him to become one of the strongest conservative people in the news media. And I believe that if Judge Kavanaugh is not confirmed, that there will be many, many little Andrew Breitbarts that are created by this. I think it's going to backfire on the Democrats. And there have been a number of Christian prophets that have believed that a lot of these attacks were going to actually come back and to boomerang. Now, in my book, God and Donald Trump, I went into a lot of the ways that the left was just so upset that Hillary Clinton wasn't elected. They thought for sure she'd be elected. There was almost a sense of entitlement. And they have just opposed Donald Trump at every turn. Now, in the second book, Trump Aftershock, we take the idea that if his election was an earthquake, all of these things that have happened have been aftershocks. Both the things we're talking about, the resistance and the way that George Soros and some of the other billionaire radicals have spent so much money to try to really undermine our way of life and our government and everything that we hold dear by funding some of these very, very radical left-wing socialist organizations and individuals to undermine our way of life. But there's also been good aftershocks with Trump's booming economy, with his muscular diplomacy, how he was able to bring North Korea to the negotiating table for the first time in my lifetime. I was born during the Korean War. When I looked up years ago, I went to the library and looked up the day I was born to see what the news was. All the news was about the Korean War. And it really has never really ended. In fact, they call it the Korean conflict because we never really declared war. I've been over in South Korea several times. I've been in Seoul, which is a huge city, just a few minutes by air south of the North Korean border. And South Korea is a booming economy with a very, very strong Christian church. North Korea is one of the poorest countries on the face of the earth, one of the most oppressive. And yet Donald Trump was able to bring Little Rocket Man, as he called Kim Jong-un, to the table. And time will tell exactly what happens, but things seem to be progressing. So these are the kinds of things that I talk about in God and Donald Trump. And as time goes on, day by day, I'm going to start sharing some of the things from the book because I want you to get excited about it. I want you to order the book in advance and to tell your friends about it. We're starting to see some traction. I am so encouraged. And we would measure the traction as a lot of the booksellers like Walmart and Sam's and Costco and Barnes & Noble have all taken in huge quantities of the book. We'll have it in many, many stores, which is necessary if people are going to be able to have access to it other than online. And then, of course, Christian Book Distributors and BarnesandNoble.com and, of course, Amazon.com will carry it, and you can order it those places. In fact, it's good if you order it in advance, and then they will send you the book when it comes up. Or you can order Kindle, as I have, and then they make it available to you when the book comes out on Election Day. In actuality, the books will be in the stores, I'm going to guess, 7 to 10 days before the release date. We have to send them out early. We do not embargo the books. Once in a while, books are embargoed, which means the stores aren't even able to sell them. But, you know, I hope they do sell them. I hope there's enough interest in the book. I'm going to be doing lots and lots of media. And when I do media, I've decided that this election that's coming up, you know, we talked just now, it being a referendum on Judge Kavanaugh, it's really a referendum between this horrible fight between the left and the right. But even more than that, as a Christian, I believe that it's a fight between good and evil. And that's not to say that all the Democrats are evil people. They're not. I mean, I have members of my family that are Democrats. I was a Democrat for more than 20 years myself. But as the Democratic Party has gone further and further left and more anti-God, it's left us with no alternative but the Republicans, and many of them are very iffy. They run as conservative people and they govern. They're just about as liberal as the Democrats. And we're kind of seeing this with the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, especially with people like Senator Flake from Arizona. And I heard one of the news interviews, and, you know, he's decided not to run because he figured out that he couldn't even win the primary for his own party's nomination. So he's stepping down. But he said if he was running, there was no way he would have done some of the things he's done. And in fact, that may be what puts Judge Kavanaugh over, is that the senators will realize that they will be voted out if they vote against Judge Kavanaugh. So anyway, I'm talking about the book. I'm hoping you're interested in it. But I'm also wanting to make the point that all of us have to vote. And as I'm able on media, and as I said, I'll be doing lots of media, I'm encouraging people to vote. Now, here in the state of Florida where I live, there's still time to register to vote, I believe, up to a month out. And then, of course, we have early voting. You can also vote by absentee ballot. I will literally be in New York City on Election Day promoting my book, so I'm going to vote early. I voted in every single major election since I was 19 years old. It was important to me. In fact, I remember when my mother took me with her when she went to vote in 1956 for President Dwight Eisenhower, and I remember the grown-ups talking about it. This was something I wrote about in my newsletter yesterday, as I pointed out that if my 90-year-old mother could bother to vote, that you can too. So you might even want to check out that newsletter at strangreport.com. I hope you subscribe to it. If you haven't, you can follow me on Twitter with this address, is at the at sign and then S Strang. That's my first initial and my last name, S Strang. Also, you can follow me on Facebook as well. So these are ways that we could connect. I hope that you've enjoyed my little monologue. Tune in tomorrow and next week. I'm going to start talking about some of the chapters. In fact, I'm going to try to do at least two podcasts and two newsletters on each chapter just to whet your interest. Meanwhile, you can go to our website. The website for the book, is the name of the book, is TrumpAftershock.com. If you give us your email address, we will send you Chapter 10, which is called America at War with Itself. I think it's one of the strongest chapters, which is why we put it online. There's also a fantastic trailer about the book. And there's also a little welcome video from me. There's ways to order the book. The staff did a great job with this website, and I'm trying to get as many people as possible to go and to check out this book and to connect. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow and next week for more about my new book, Trump Aftershock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.